Okay, let's sit down here and get this going. It is 1930 UTC. Yeah, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. So, what's happening? Well, I just made some tea, and I mean, I just made it, and now I gotta wait for it to steep, so I don't get to drink any tea for the next 9 minutes. That's fine. I can wait. I have patience, and I'm not even a doctor. What are we doing today? Well, we're not going outside. We've got some kind of weather. I don't know what's happening. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is it sleeting? It's slightly below freezing, but it looks like it's raining. I don't know what's going on. It looks weird out there, though. And that's interesting on this lovely Monday, this lovely President's Day of 2019. President's Day. Yes, it is President's Day here in the United States of America. This is a holiday, sort of, that only exists for government workers and anybody who has a union. So, normal people are working today. Actual working people are working. But, President's Day? What's it supposed to be? President's? Oh, we're celebrating the presidents. Really? That's what this is for? Are you so sure? If you're old enough, you might remember that this used to be called Washington's birthday. Washington being George Washington. George Washington being the United States' first president. When I was a kid, today was referred to as Washington and Lincoln's birthday. Lincoln being Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. And at some point in time, they decided to... Hold on a second, I just thought of something. At some point in time, they decided to just make it President's Day. Make it more generic. Water it down a little bit more. Because, you know, people might get offended that it was Washington's birthday because he owned slaves and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, George Washington's birthday. Hold on a second. Just hold on a second. So today is what? February 18th? Yeah, this is not Washington's birthday. Oh, we just moved it to the nearest Monday. We just moved it to the nearest Monday so it would be a good holiday so we could have three-day weekends, said the union negotiators. Don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-union, but I'm not exactly pro-union either. But my point is this. This is not Washington's birthday. And if somebody's looking it up, they'll say, yeah, that's right. Washington's birthday is February 22nd. Is it? Is it? Aren't we forgetting one key thing? When was George Washington born? Was he born before the switchover to the Gregorian calendar? Wasn't George Washington still born when they used the Julian calendar and the Ascension-style dates? That's right. George Washington was not born on February 22nd or February 18th. He was born on February 11th, a year before currently stated. Not that the year matters so much, but if we're going to have a President's Day, why not have it on the 11th? Who else was born on February 11th? Do we have any other presidents born on February 11th or somewhere close to that? Oh my gosh, could it possibly be Abraham Lincoln? Right. So if those two presidents who or the guys that President's Day is for were born on the 11th. Why aren't we having President's Day on February 11th? Why doesn't it fall a week before?
Well, it's got to be on the closest Monday so we can have a 3-day week. We can...
To you too, pal. Yeah. President's Day, a non-holiday. The kids still have to go to school. Everybody else has to work. I think my bank is closed, so it's just an excuse to have closed banks. If you have a strong enough labor union, you might also get February 11th off. If you're a coal miner, you might get... Oh, wait, President's Day, not February 11th. So yeah, a non-holiday. It's only a holiday for about 10% of Americans, so it's one of those 10%er American holidays. Yeah, the banks are closed. Isn't that convenient? Well, everybody else is still doing business, so why can't we have the banks be open? And is banking really such a tough job that they need to have a lot of holidays? Banking is not the most labor-intensive job. Have you ever been in a bank? It's a bunch of people sitting around behind desks. That is not labor intensive. You know, that ain't coal mining. I'm sorry, but it's not. And if you work in a bank, I'm looking at you, Snowdusk. You're not going to be able to convince me that your job consists of a lot of grueling physical labor. Banking is mental labor. Is it grueling? I don't know. I've never worked in a bank. I will never work in a bank. But the point is, President's Day. Can't we just have a real holiday? Oh, but Valentine's Day! Valentine's Day was a real holiday last week. No, it's not. Valentine's Day. That's one of the most hilarious holidays because... First of all, it's a saint's day. Remember, it's really Saint Valentine's Day. And nobody gets it off. So why is this even on the calendar? Saint Valentine's Day. It's a holiday, really? Is it? I mean, the banks are still open. Kids still have to go to school. Everybody has to go to work on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. My other big question is this. President's Day. If you're a federal employee, I think you get this day off. But aren't all the federal employees off anyway because of the government shutdown? Is the government still shut down? I don't even know. Is the federal government working at all this last month? I have no idea. You know what the weirdest part is? I don't even care because the federal government shutting down has absolutely no effect on me. None whatsoever. Oh, I haven't been inconvenienced. I haven't been able to not do anything. You know, it's come on. It's like, hello. Shouldn't this be a big tip off that we might have one or two extra layers of government? Ask yourself that. You live in America. Your city has a government, your county has a government, your state has a government, and your country has a government. You're living under at least 4, possibly 5, or even 6 levels of government. And if one of them shuts down, namely the big one, the federal government, did that really affect your life in any way, shape, or form? Maybe it did if you're a federal employee. Because now you don't have any work. Well, get back to work or get a better job. Come on. So, yeah. President's Day. Federal workers get a holiday. But aren't they already on holiday because they're on strike or shutting the government down or some BS like that? Yeah. Good job. Good job, government. All right. The big news right now is that my tea is ready.
La 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 la.
So we take the tea bag out and we put it in the tea bag cup. And then we grab the tea.
Oh, hi, Pippo. What are you doing?
Running around jumping on me. Good jump. Is the tea going to be too hot? Yes. Yes, it is. But am I going to drink it? Yes. Yes, I am. Oh, hot, hot, hot. Oh, but it's good. Oh, hot but good. Hot but good. Oh, yeah. Very hot. But very good. That's going to be perfect in another few minutes, and I'm going to be very happy about it. Pippa, who has finally shown up, is not hanging out with me. Nope, she jumped up here on the futon, then jumped off my lap, and she's running around, and now she ran up to the window. Yep, she's elephanting. Her tail looks like an elephant's trunk, swinging back and forth. She's sitting up on her little stand, her little shelf, right in front of the window. This is a big window that has some vertical-style Venetian blinds that are almost always closed. And she's got her head stuck between them, and she's looking out the window, and she's pawing at the glass because she can see these raindrops or snowdrops, or maybe it's frozen rain, and uh-oh. Now she's running around. She found a toy mouse. Get that mousey. You got to get it, Pippa. Get that mousey. Give him a chomp. She's smelling it because I think that's one of the catnip mice. Yeah, and now she's beating it up and swinging it. Oh, there it goes. You going to get it now that it's over there? Yay, kitties. Kitties are so fun. All right, I got to check something. I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good for a while. I got a football game. I got a football game I need to watch, and it starts in about 40 minutes. So, that's good. Wait, no, am I reading this right? Yeah. Okay, good. So I don't have to worry about missing any football. Oh, no, I'm not reading this right. Do-do-do-do-do. The game doesn't start until... Oh, I've got plenty of time. I have like an hour and 40 minutes, or actually the game starts at a weird time. So yeah, an hour and 35 minutes. Got the Wolves game. Wolverhampton Wolves. And sometimes the Red Hearts. No, that's Watford. Watford are the Red Hearts. Wolverhampton, I guess it's always the Wolves. But more importantly, do we have men in blazers on today? I'm going through the schedule here. And apparently not. Okay, because about the time when men in blazers is normally on, we got hockey. NHL with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I like the Penguins just because they're the Penguins. I like penguins. Penguins are cool. They're funny birds that live in the snow. Snowbirds. That occurs to me. Make something else occurs to me. How many teams are there that are named after Arctic animals? I mean, we got the penguins. That makes sense. Penguins live where it's cold. Penguins live where there is ice. And hockey is played on ice. So it makes sense to call a team the Penguins. Other animals that live on ice include, but are not limited to, polar bears. Is there a polar bear hockey team? The so-and-so polar bears. The Edmonton polar bears. No. The Manitoba polar bears. No. The Vancouver polar bears. No. Who else lives on the ice? I don't know. seals, walruses, other ice animals. I'm trying to think. If you can think of any other ice animals, let me know. And let me know if they have any hockey teams. If they're the mascot for any hockey teams. Because I can't think of any. But then again, I'm not the hockey guy. I mean, how many teams can I name? Well, you got the Edmonton Oilers. And you got the New York Rangers. There's the Bruins, the Boston Bruins. Those are bears. Are they polar bears or are they some kind of, you know, other bear? The Pirates. I mean, the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Who else has a hockey team? There's a hockey team here in town. What are they called? The Mavericks? No, that's the school's hockey team. The Lancers? Do I have any idea what I'm talking about? Of course I don't. I'm ashamed to admit that I am not actually a hockey guy. But I have been paying more attention to it than I ever have before in my life. I've been watching kind of a lot of it lately. Considering, what do you mean by kind of a lot, Tobe? Well, considering I mean I watch football about, what, 36 hours a week? Wait, can that be right? Oh, that's right. Champions League starts up. Yay! Champions League starts up again. But my point is, out of all the sports I watch, obviously I watch football the most. Cricket probably comes in second. Cricket and rugby are about the same. But I actually watch Australian rules football a little bit more than that. But out of all of the sports, okay, now let's just narrow it down this way. Out of all American sports, and when I say American sports, I mean sports that Americans play. Hockey might be the one I watch the most. More than American football. I don't watch any basketball at all. Don't watch baseball, golf. Yeah, probably hockey. Why hockey? Because it's miniature bandy. Bandy is football on ice. Hockey is essentially indoor bandy. Let's take a game and make it smaller so we can play it indoors. That's what hockey is. If you don't know what bandy is, then look it up. Bandy is the sport from which hockey is derived. This is an educational show. I'm your tea-drinking host and teacher. And my name is Tobe. I love tea. Yes, I do. All right, what else can we do that's educational today? I think we might have to listen to some more music. Oh, yesterday and last night, I was watching all kinds of shamisen stuff. More shamisen music, how to build shamisen, how to tune and string shamisen, this, that, and the other thing. I really want one. How can I get one? I guess I'm going to need about $10,000. Because I'm going to need to fly to Japan, stay there for a while, find somebody who's making them, buy one, and then and then stay there for a while and get them to teach me how to play one. No, but once I started watching shamisen stuff, then I got suggestions for other things, and God, I know what I want to hear. I want to hear, I can't remember what, I don't actually know the name of this instrument. It's a Chinese instrument, and it's basically, you know, your Asian type zither. So it's a long board with a few strings on it. This is the Chinese version. Oh yeah, it's called I don't know how to say this word, a gukin. And this thing is awesome. I want one. I want to play. I'm going to build one. How do I do it? But let's listen to some of this, because this is awesome. This instrument is played a little bit differently than a koto. First of all, it has fewer strings. This only has 7 strings, as opposed to a koto that can have like 13 or 14. And instead of the adjustable, movable bridges of a koto, there are no bridges. You just finger a couple of the strings by pressing them down onto a fingerboard. And it is awesome. And since you're doing that, since you can actually put your finger on the strings, then you can, you know, do glissandos and vibrato and all kinds of other great stuff. So let's get this going. Thank you. That is so awesome. You can see why I want one. You probably noticed during the playing of that there's lots of harmonics too. Yeah, and you know how much I love playing harmonics and hearing them. And that particular piece was interesting because there was a lot of melody played on open strings, which is a little bit unusual, from different than what I've been seeing. But man, I gotta have one. I gotta build one. I gotta look it up. So I'm going to go do that. You have been listening to the Dubious Musical Instrument Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I got to go find some specs, drink some more tea, and figure out how to build one of these things. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.